There are just a few words I can think of where you could be either in that word or you could be that word. For example, I'm in a mess or I am a mess. I'm in trouble or I am trouble. I'm in a groove or I am a groove. Maybe that doesn't work quite so well. I'm in a wreck, or I am a wreck. But what about the word relationship? I'm in a relationship makes sense. But who can say I am a relationship? Well, we'll come back to that in just a moment. But first of all, think about your relationships that were strengthened or weakened during these last 3 months. I've heard children and teenagers who were so excited to see their college siblings home for an extended period, or others who felt that they lost their space in the house. I've heard parents who say that they saw their children and grandchildren less than usual, but talked to them more than usual. Or some of you who have told me that you have gone to Mass more often than ever before. And others who, sitting in front of a screen, feel like you haven't gone at all. And for me, ironically, there are some members of the cathedral, including some of you, who I would normally say hi to more than once a week, but have literally not spoken a word to since the middle of March. And for that, I'm sorry. Then there are other members of the parish who I had never spoken to in my life, who received a random phone call from me in April or May. The truth is, a relationship is never flat. We are either moving into one or moving out of one, either strengthening one or weakening one. Well, on this Feast of the Holy Trinity, if you were to ask the question, who is God? One answer could be that God is relationship. And you'll notice how I answered that. Not that God has relationships or that God is in relationships, but that God is a relationship. In other words, the fact that God is a Father to the Son, or that God is a Son to the Father, is part of who God is. The fact that the Father and the Son love each other in such a way that another person, the Spirit, exists, well, that's part of who God is. Before we even had the word Trinity, St. Paul was saying, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. For some, these days have been difficult on their relationship with God. Not all, but for some. Some have told me, I have a hard time praying right now. Or I pray and I don't get any answer. Or it doesn't seem like God cares about what's going on right now. And in those cases, perhaps I'm thinking about my relationship with God like the college sibling, or the grandchildren, or the online Mass goer. My relationship is stronger or it's weaker. My relationship is closer or it's farther. But if I were to think of God not as in a relationship with me, but as a relationship in himself, then I see God differently. That's why St. Paul says that the love of God is not yes or no, but yes. Later he says that even when we are unfaithful, God will remain faithful. Why is that? Because relationship is not just what God does or what he is in. A relationship is who he is.